Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do like to say that the topic today is all about how to ask for what you want. And quite specifically, we want to speak with you about the very delicious and very direct idea that you already know how to do this. And this is where we begin. You already know how to do this. Well, that's a pretty plain and simple and direct statement, is it not? When we say this, what we are saying is quite literally, you already know how to do this. You already know how to ask for what you want. You are doing it all of the time. Now, if you'll notice that you have, for example, hot and cold running water coming out of the tap in your house, or in a bathroom, or anywhere pretty much that you go, and you don't walk down the street before you enter into a restaurant saying to yourself, well, I really hope that this restaurant has hot and cold running water. I really hope that when I go to the bathroom here, that I will be able to run my hands under some warm water so that I can make sure that they're nice and clean before I sit down to my delicious meal. You don't walk around thinking, I really hope there'll be enough breathable oxygen in the atmosphere today so that I'll be able to breathe all day long. You don't turn around and get down on your knees and start saying things like, please let there be oxygen, please let there be oxygen, please let there be oxygen, please let there be oxygen. You just assume that it will be there, and it is so. Now, one of the things that we find very interesting is that many of you think that it's quite silly to even think in the terms that we just laid out. Well, of course there's oxygen. I couldn't be here if there were not oxygen. Well, of course there's hot and cold running water. Pretty much everybody, not everyone, but pretty much everybody has that. That's just kind of assumed. And the thing we want you to understand is, or really even ask yourself, is where does that assumption come from? You assume there will be enough oxygen to breathe. You assume there will be hot and cold running water. And we're not asking you to stop assuming that. Far from it. What we're saying is, look at the power behind the expectation that you have that it will be there. You are offering the vibrational pattern of thoughts that brings forth a physical environment in which your body moves around and encounters things like breathable oxygen and hot and cold running water. You are asking for these things, and you are getting them. Now, we know you don't remember the first time that you thought about wanting breathable oxygen. It never really occurred to you consciously. But yet, you're still asking for it, and you're still receiving it. Everything that you have, you're asking for. Everything that you have is there because you asked for it. Everything that you have in your experience, no matter what it is, whether you like it or not, whether it's something that you find pleasing or displeasing, it is there because you asked for it. To truly understand that you can literally ask for anything, and you can literally have anything that you want, you can be, do, or have anything, first you must begin with the idea that everything that you have already, is there because you asked for it. You already know how to do this. You live in a very complex, very interesting, very detailed physical universe. There's lots and lots of really fun, amazing, wonderful things happening. Now, if you notice, when you give your attention to something that you really like, and you're pretty clear about it, you begin to experience more things that are in alignment with whatever it is that you're noticing there. But if you'll notice, what's happening is that you're giving attention to something vibrationally because you're noticing that you like it, you're noticing that you enjoy it, you're noticing that there are things about it that you want more of. And what you receive in response are vibrational alignments with other ideas and thoughts, experiences, relationships, qualities, characteristics, all manner of things. But what you get in response is not the stuff. You get the stuff as a manifested version of the vibration that you're noticing. You already know how to do this. It's vibration. The full name of our conversations here is how to ask for what you want, the metaphysics of vibration. And that is precisely what we are always talking about. When we say to you things like, it's really nice to know what you want, and it's really good to know what you want, and isn't it wonderful that you know what you want? And usually we say that because you come to us and you say, there are all these things that are happening that I don't like, and now I know this is what I really want. And we say, well, that's a really good thing. What we're really talking about is not the stuff. The stuff is wonderful, it's delicious, it's amazing. But the basis for having stuff, of whatever it is, good stuff, bad stuff, mediocre stuff, things that you like, things that you don't like, things that are helpful, things that are not helpful, the basis for all of that is the vibration that you're offering. When you speak to your source, you do not speak in words. You speak in vibration. When you speak to all that is, which is your source, which is also you, for you are your source, the communication is not in words, it's not in pictures, it's not in thoughts, it's in vibration. So if you remember that yesterday we were saying again and again and again that the thoughts that rise up are coming to you in response to vibration that you're offering. Thoughts are how you interpret that vibration in meaningful ways. So thoughts are effect. Vibration is cause. Vibration is how everything comes together. As our friends Abraham said very, very, very clearly, you are a vibrational being. You live in a vibrational universe. You have vibrational interactions with everything and everyone and every piece and every part of everything that you know about. Your knowledge of these things is vibrational in nature. You interpret the vibration in very complex, and we might say brilliant, ways into linear thought in order to make sense of this linear experience that you have chosen to create and to have. You did not come into this physical world bereft of your ability to create anything, sort of floating around in space, just hoping to land in a good place. Far from it. Your vibrational intention created the environment in which you arrived. It invited in all of the beings that gave you all of the information that you have now about everything that there is to know about physical reality. You might think from where you are, well, it would have been really nice if somebody had said to me when I was very, very young that I'm a vibrational being. But you knew that when you arrived, they had forgotten. And you knew it was going to be like this. You knew it was going to be interesting and full of all sorts of relevant experiences, that there was going to be massive amounts of contrast that was going to help you refine and define what you were wanting more and more of. You knew that was going to be like that when you got here. It was no surprise. What may be a surprise now to you, although we think most of you understand precisely what we're speaking of, is that you knew what it was going to be like when you came here, and that the reality that you are experiencing is one of your own creating. You are the one who brought all this about through the vibrations that you've been offering. And it continues moment after moment after moment because of the collected vibration that you offer. The combination of different ways in which you experience yourself come from a combination of different vibrations that you offer that are in harmony with each other, by the way. And when there's a little bit of contrast, it makes itself known very well. Thoughts arise as you interpret what you're noticing that point you in the direction of whatever it is that seems like it can't exist together. So you have a thought that you like something, and you have a thought that you don't like something. And those both arise, and they give you the opportunity to choose where you're going to go next. That's how you create. That's how you manifest. Your preferences get defined by the things that you encounter. And the things that you encounter come to you because you invite them through the vibration that you offer. So, you already know how to do this. Today, we invite you to do something very specific. Today, we invite you to think about something that you want and to find the vibration of it, to find out what it feels like, in other words, because vibration is feeling. Feeling is vibration. Now, the names that you give to feelings, that's your interpretation. And every one of you, well, you all think that you all agree what anger is, but you don't really. You all think you know what joy is. In other words, one to another, but you don't. What you call joy, someone else might call something very different. And it doesn't really matter. All that matters is, if you really pay attention, all that matters is there are vibrations that progressively feel better, and there are vibrations that progressively feel worse. As you think thoughts that feel better, that in other words, cultivate a vibration that feels better, as you direct your attention in the direction of what feels better, you're creating more of what you actually want. When you cultivate thoughts that go in a direction that feels worse, you're temporarily resisting whatever it is that you're noticing. You're temporarily resisting the fullness of what you're truly wanting and what you're truly aligned with. So today we invite you to find the feeling place, if you will, of the thought, the experience, the thing that you're wanting. We're not saying that you're going to create this. You might very well. We don't really know. But what we do know is that today would be a very good day to practice offering the vibration of something that you want. So, for example, if you thought for a moment about monarch butterflies, and you thought about their beautiful color and how they wing their way across the sky and how they migrate from place to place and how beautiful they are when they stop to rest, particularly when they stop to rest on a white stone and the contrast of their color is reflected so clearly in the sunlight and how delicious it is to see them. And you think about what it feels like when you notice these things, because there is a vibrational quality to what you would notice if you were seeing a monarch butterfly, for example, resting on a very bright piece of limestone, showing off the contrast of its colors very clearly in the sunlight. As you imagine what it is that you want, what arises naturally is the vibrational quality. So we often ask you, how does it feel to have the thing that you're wanting? And so you project your imagination into the future and you think about having it and you feel something rise up. And you give it a name or you don't, or you give it a color, or you think about it in a specific way. In other words, you find a way to capture its essence so that you can refer back to it. So today we invite you to think about what it is that you want to experience. Find the vibration of it. In other words, what does it feel like to have it? Because that is the vibration of it. And then focus on the vibration from time to time as you go through the day. In other words, offer the vibration out to the universe that you are creating as a signal to say, I want what this represents. You do this all the time. You don't have to think about it in those terms. You don't have to sit down and negotiate with the universe and say, okay, this is what I want, and this is what I'm offering, and this is what I'm thinking about. We understand that some of you do that because that's a really easy way for you to keep track of what you're focusing on. But we just want to say that the universe does not need your explanation. The universe of your thoughts is always organizing your physical reality for you in very beautiful and very magnificent ways. And it will take every vibration, as it does all the time, and use that as a way to organize and sort out your reality. And when we say every vibration, we mean every vibration that you offer. So, as you go through your day today, we suggest that you offer out the vibration of the thing that you're wanting to experience, and just practice that today and see what happens. See, for example, how long you can focus on it. For many of you, because you're not terribly practiced at being that intentional, you might notice that it's only 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 seconds, which is fine. Some of you might be able to, because you are adept at meditation, or you have practiced this art, or just because you're kind of persnickety in this way, some of you can offer these things for longer, for, say, 15 or 20 or 25 seconds. How long you do it doesn't really matter. Once you offer it up, the universe begins on its way to begin to assemble things for you in a way that's meaningful to you. If you are doubtful about having it, yet you're offering it up, you'll get a sort of mixed reaction coming back to you. Something that says, yeah, it's sort of like that. For example, you might see a photograph, if you were thinking of a butterfly, you might see a photograph of a butterfly off in the distance, or you might hear someone say the word butterfly. That's pretty significant that that comes to you, is it not? Particularly if you have a long history of believing in random chaotic universe that is really not that helpful and is out to get you, and for the most part. It's really interesting, isn't it, when you begin to offer something intentionally, offer a vibration, and suddenly echoes of it begin to come back to you. But the trick here, and you do this all the time with oxygen and hot and cold running water, the trick here is to not only believe that you can have it, but to be insistent in a way that far exceeds the word demanding. It's like demanding, only without any resistance. You just know you're going to have it. And today would be a really good day to really test those waters and see how much and how often and with what clarity do you offer up a vibration and allow yourself to have the very thing that you're asking for. How long can you bring your focus to these things? How long can you notice what it feels like to have what you're wanting? This isn't a test. There's no right answer, and there's no amount of time that's better than any other. Our friends Abraham once said that 17 seconds is all that is required in order to manifest an idea. And we like the idea that they threw out a random number in that way. But we wouldn't really get hung up on any specific number, because time isn't really what's going on here. What's really going on here is clarity, focus, and the intention to have something that's more powerful than the intention to not have it. And today, as you play with these vibrations of what you're offering, and you notice how you do it in lots of other ways, but you're looking at this one specific thing, we think you will get all sorts of insight about where you are in relationship to this idea. And we invite you to bring any of your insights into our workshop conversation, so that we can engage you in this idea and flush out some of the things that you might want to sharpen or get more clear about. In any event, we very much, as always, very much are looking forward to the next time that we're able to speak with you, because we have found ourselves so quite honored and pleased today to have been having this delicious conversation with you. And as always, until the next time that we are able to connect with you again, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.